Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing B'siyata D'Shmaya, our previous shiur. This is the third shiur. Rambam Hilchos Melachim, Perokim, Aperek Dalid, Halachos, Beis, and Gimel. In the previous two shiurim, Baruch Hashem, we saw Niflaos Mitaras Hashem. And our basic mahalach was, based of course on the Torah of Reina Rabbeinu Zatzal, that in Halacha Beis, the Rambam is talking about Suras Hanhobas HaMalchus. And therefore he's Shoyleach B'chol Gvul Yisrael. He sends out because that's the way the Malchus is running. In Halachas Gimel and Dalet, the Rambam is talking about the needs of the king. So he does based on his needs. He's allowed to take Bali Umiyos and workers and Nashim, Pilakshim, whatever his needs are, but not Suras HaMalchus, Suras HaNogas HaMalchus. In Halacha Beis, the Rambam is taking in Halacha Beis, the Rambam is taking these people for their bodies, not for their work, for their bodies, because that's part of the Suras HaNogas HaMalchus, that king, so to speak, owns them. And in Vayter, he's only taking them in Halacha Gimel, he's only taking them for their work, or for themselves, but only based on his needs. But he's not taking them themselves without tzarech. There has to be a tzarech. Ulefi zeh, l'gabei ma shekatav ha-Rambam ba-Halacha Dalet, Halacha Dalet ha-Rambam poteach, v'chein lokech mikol gvul Yisrael nashim u'filagshim. He takes wives and concubines from the entire territory of Eretz Yisrael. And then he concludes that V'yesh lo rishus la'asas ha'pilak v'lech la'mon ha'tabachas v'ofas v'lakochas. The king may take the concubines with which he takes to his palace, cooks, bakers, and perfumers, as we see in the book of Samuel 1, chapter 8, verse 13, v'espinoseichem yikach l'lakochas v'letabachos. He will take your daughters, the king, to be perfumers, cooks, and bakers. Hare ba-pasuk, lo ne'amar ela ta'anyan shel rakachot v'tabachot. Stomeret, he doesn't speak in the pasuk about taking nashim and pilakshim, just rakachos, tabachos, and ofos. U'bal kolchenu she'akoach litol nashim ufilakshim umeakoach hamavuar b'alacha bet. The koach of the king to take nashim and pilakshim emanates from the power that is explicated in the second halacha in the Rambam, that he's allowed to take soldiers, valiant men, men of war, employ them as soldiers for his chariot and cavalry. Today we don't talk much about cavalry or chariots for that matter. So they used to wage war in the olden days. V'gam nishe ha-melech, so just like he can take chayel merkavto v'shamashim omdim lefanav. So, and he has a pasuk for that, v'sam lo v'merkavto v'farasha v'ratzu v'fnei merkavto, just like he has a pasuk for that. So memele, he also has the power to take women. V'gam nishe ha-melech shaycha l'inyan zeh. Shmuel Beis, Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Ches. It says that Nathan, Nathan said to David HaMelech, you are the man, Atah HaIsh. Today they'll say, you're the man. That's what Nathan said, but then, back then obviously it had a different connotation than today. Ko Amar Hashem Elokei Yisrael, Anochi Mishachticha LaMelech. That's the previous Pasuk. I anointed you as king over Israel, and I delivered you from the hand of Saul. Ve'etna lecha espes adoinecha, ve'esneshe adoinecha bechekecha. Ve'etna lecha espes Yisrael v'yudah, and I gave you the house of your master, and the master's wives in your midst. And I gave you the house of Israel and Judah. Ve'ima'at v'osvelecha kena v'chein, and if that were too little, then I would add unto you like them and like them. Ad kan midivrei ha-pasuk. U'pashtei dekura. The pashtus of the pasuk is that it's talking about the godless of the melech, the greatness of the king, that he's zeichet to this gedula, this yakar. Ein sham beredak vod belachor. What does that have to do with neshe adonaiich? You get their wives also? So the answer is that that's part of the yakar and gedula of the beis hamelucha. Obviously, Shaul's not going to be married to them anymore. Which is perfect, because at this point he had already died. So it's talking about the Yakar and Gedula, and part of the Yakar and Gedula is getting the king's wives. And therefore, that's included in what we learn in Pasuk Beis, which is the Yakar and the Gedula of the Melech. That he has these Bachrim, servants, running before him, fighting for him, guarding him. That's part of the Gedulas Beis HaMelech, so to the Noshim, a part of the Gedulas Beis HaMelech. Umikoach zeh, yesh lo tkoach hakfiyah al zeh. Shem shesh lo koach hakfiyah, so therefore he has a koach hakfiyah. That's why it says that he can take. Chen lokech mekol yisrael nashim upilakshim. He doesn't have to ask, that's the power of the king. He can take these women as his wives. So this is not just for his tzarech, this is the kichas haguf. He's not just using them, but he's owning their body. And then the Rambam writes that these women who he has bailus over their guf, he can also take them as tabachos ofos and rakachos. So halacha beis, he has bailus over the guf. Halacha gimel, it's litzarchoi. And now in halacha dalet, he has bailus over the guf. And then he can use these women also for rakachos, tabachos, and ofos. And the seder of the Rambam is that in halacha beis, he tells us lekichas haguf. In halacha gimel, lekichas melacha, taking the melacha. And then in Halacha Dalet, he tells us the Metzias Shalakichas Tarvayu. Shezeu Hadin, Belekichas HaPilakshim. Zem of Wawa Mash Ketav Rambam, Halacha Dalet, Yishtol Chut Lasot HaPilakshim, Shalokech La'armoyna. Lechol Ma'abay B'mash Ketav Shalokech La'armoyna. Rambam writes, V'yeshtol Rishus Lasot HaPilakshim, Shalokech La'armoyna, the king may take the concubines which he takes to his palace, cooks, etc. So this, like we said, the pilakshim are included in the Beis HaMalchus, like the shamashim, and that's lekichas haguf, and therefore he's a din kfiyah. And with that netilas haguf l'armono, yesh lo gam netilas malach l'rakachos v'tabachos, and halacha dalet, it's not only lekichas haguf, it's also lekichas malacha. Here it's a combination of the two. Because once he takes their guf, the beginning of the halacha, he talks about taking their guf. And then vayter, he talks about using them for their malacha. So halacha beis is taking their guf. He owns the guf of these people, of these, or he has control, power, over their guf. That's part of the yakar and the gedula of the beis hamelech. Halacha gimel, he's taking them for his tzorech, for his malacha. And then in halacha dalet, he's taking their guf. And then once he takes their guf, that's A, and then B, now he can use them for his, as tabachos, ofos, and rakachos. And he takes them to his army because that's part of the gedula of the melech. So halacha dalet starts with lekichas haguf, and then it ends with also once he has their guf, he also uses them for his malacha, and that's part of the gedula of the beis hamelech, that he could take their guf and they're going to be like the shamashim v'omdim lefanav. That's part of his gedula. And it's not merely for work, it's that he has koch over their actual goof. It's not clear to me exactly if there's a difference between Beis and Dalet. Because in Beis also he's taking their goof and then he's using them for malacha, as warriors and servants, etc. Halacha Dalet, he's also taking the goof and then he's using them for his malacha. Halacha Gimel, again, it's Letzarech. Whatever his needs are, and if he needs for the goof, he can take for the goof, as we discussed in the previous year. Now the Rambam talks about taking, the Pasuk talks about taking for Sarei Alofim. And the Rambam codifies that in Halacha Hey. V'chein koifes haru'uyim liyois sarim, u'memana oisem Sarei Alofim v'Sarei Chamishim. Shinamar v'lasum lo sarei alafim v'sarei chamishim. He may force those who are fit to serve as officers, appointing them as leader of thousands and leader of fifties. The Malbim writes, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Shaloikhan me elu shenukuchu lasun mer b'merkavto v'lamod lefanav. So he takes them from those who were taken for the king's chariot and to stand before him. Among those who were taken from the chariot, for the king's chariot, and to stand before him, to be his bodyguard, etc. So he takes those people, and he makes them Sarei Alafim, Sarei Chamishim, leaders of thousands and leaders of fifties. And if so, the Sarei Alafim are like the Pilakshim, there's Netilas Haguf. And once he's taking their goof, he's also taking them for the Malacha. In other words, the malach of the tzava, for Sarei Alafim, they're leaders over the thousands and leaders over the fifties. And that's why the Rambam wrote it in this Seder. Because we have halacha beis taking the goof, halacha gimel taking for the malacha, and then halacha dalet and halacha hey are taking for both. We have the din of taking the body, and halacha dalet, like we saw, he takes the nashim and pilakshim themselves, and then he uses them for its tabachos, ofos, and rakachos. And then in halacha hey, same vort, that he takes, he's already taken them for their body, like we find in halacha beis, because the Malbim says he's using these people, halacha hey is talking about the people on halacha beis. And he's referring to the psukim. The same idea, v'samlo merkavto farasha v'ratzu ufnei merkavto. He shall place them among his charioteers and his horsemen, and they shall run before his chariot. So that's taking their goof. That's part of the gedulah of the Malchus. That's why we explain Shalech B'chokul Yisrael. That's part of his power as king. The gedulah of the Malchus to send everywhere and to take these valiant people, take their goof, and then afterwards use them for malach, and then, like we saw, and then what are they going to do for him? Bodyguard, footman, etc. But halacha dalet and hey are saying that once he gets their goof, both the nashim and also the sarim, these people who were taken for his chariot, now he can use them as war leaders to be sarim, sarei alafim, sarei chamishim. That's halachas dalet and hey, which is a shiluv of halachas beis and gimel. Beis lekichas haguf, gimel lekichas lemalacha, dalet and hey lekichas haguf, v'gam lemalacha. Again, I'm not clear. If Rabbeinu were alive, I would ask him why halacha beis is not also lekichas lemalacha. I'm sure I'm missing something, but that's okay. And then in halacha hey, the Rambam is mamshich k'seder akosuv Zchuyos HaMelech, because remember we spoke about how the Rambam goes out of the order. Now we're explaining out of the order of the Psukim, now we're explaining the order. And then in Halacha Vav, the Rambam writes, "V'lokecha sadat v'azesim v'akrom l'avadav k'shechol melchama." He may take fields, olive groves, and vineyards, groves and vineyards for his servants when they go to war, and allow them to commandeer these places if they have no source of nurture other than them. He must pay for what is taken. So he could take these fields for his servants when they go to war, and allow them to commandeer v'yifshitu al-makom v'se'elu imein lema yochlu, if they have no other food. And then he pays. Shenemar v'estoseichem v'eskarmeichem v'zeiseichem hatovim yikach v'nosen la'avodav. So you see from this, there's a special koach hamalchus on karkos. And for this reason, there are shitas that we only say dina de machus dina on karkos. Rosh, the darm, chavches, amal aleph, or machos, and mishpat, chinsam, chtes, sifches. Ve'achach, schus meiser, b'shar dvar. Shudin mas. And then afterwards, the Schus Meiser and other things, which is a tax that they have to pay. He's entitled to a tenth of the produce of the seed and the orchards and the newborn animals. B'zareichem b'charmeichem yaser, sonchem yaser. So that's now Kaseder Apsukim. Halacha Vav is Pasuk Dalet, and then Halacha Zayin is Pasuk Tesvav, and then Yud Tesvav, and then Yud Zayin. So the Mahalach of the Rambam in this Perek is La'ashmin and Toikev Koyach HaMalchus. The Rambam is telling us the power of Malchus. That's the Mahalach of the Rambam in this Perek. And that's why he starts off in Halacha Aleph with Dine Hamas. That's the Ikar Abdus of Malchus. In Halacha Aleph, we learned at length, talks about taking taxes, and it's called the Avdus. And then Koyach Netilas HaGuf Ba'adam, by the way. The Rambam earlier, Rabbeinu earlier in the previous shir, explains, this is his lashon. The halacha beis lo ma'iri b'netila tzarech ha'melech lasis melachta v'chadom ala ma'iri al etzem and hogas ha'malchus b'yakov v'gdula. Halacha beis is not talking about taking them for work, it's talking about the etzem and hogas ha'malchus with glory, greatness. That's mechayev that he's going to have merkavo parashim. In other words, yes, they're working for him, but they're not working for him because of the tzarech. They're working for him because that's part of the greatness of the Malchus. Like we spoke about Buckingham Palace. All those guards standing outside, they're not necessarily there to guard, as if somebody's going to break in, but that's the chshivas of the Malchus. And they're also doing a job, but that's the ikar is the chshivas of the Malchus. So that's really the halacha beis. Halacha beis is al chshivas ha-Malchus, and therefore he's taking them for their goof. Halacha gimel is malacha. Halacha dalet is are a shiluv. He takes their body, and then he takes them for malacha. In halacha beis, it's not letzorech. In halacha beis, it's hanhogas hamalchus. That's the hagdara. The hagdara says hanhogas hamalchus is that he should have these people running before him, and these soldiers. That's part of the way the king works. So they are doing a job, but the job is defined as tzuras hanhogas hamalchus, the way he runs the kingdom. This is the glory of the king. And halacha gimel is for his needs. And halacha dalet and hey are tzuras hanhogas hamalchus, that he can take women and that he can take sub people as sarim, so he could take them for their bodies. That's tzuras hanhogas hamalchus, that he owns their body. And memela, afterwards he takes them letzorech, he can appoint them for his needs, workers, etc. So now I think we do have a havana, a better havana in the mahalach of the Rambam. And again, in halacha aleph, the Rambam talks, the whole parak is about the king's the toikef koyach malchus, the power of the kingship. Starts off with taxes, that's the avdus. And then Tilas Gufa Adam, that's Halacha Beis. Tilas Malacha Ba'adam is Halacha Gimel. Dalet and Hay is a Shiluv of both. And then Vav is taking their karkos, because there's a special koach malchus on karkos. Now, pizeh etimsel and pilas tarvayu. Kamoshin is var b'dvarav halacha dalad vehei. Ve'achar kach mitilas mamon bevaylus bekarkos. Ve'achar kach mitilas meiser kesug misim shel masa al nechasim. So we have the taking of the, again, the body and the, and then for work, it's dalad and hay. And then taking their money, because he has bailus over their karka. Salach Zayin. And then Meiser, which is this type of tax. Again, in Alach Aleph, he starts off talking about the Avdus theme. Batemt Yulo Avodim. What's the Avodim? Yulo Chalamas Vavaducha. That's the Avdus, paying duty. So we can stam give a tax. And then we can make general taxes and then taking Meiser, which is a specific amount based on how much the person's crop yielded. So that's what we have in Halacha Zayin. So that's the Seder HaKsuvim. So to explain the pshat in the Seder HaKsuvim, it would appear, based on what we explained, that according to the man, the Amar Kol Amar Parshas Melech, Eina Melech Mutar Bo, one opinion of the Gemara, just to threaten them. So the whole Parshas HaMelech was only written, Kedei La'ayim Aleihem. It's just to threaten them and show them it's not really Kedai for you to have this king. It's going to be really rough for you. So it's Pashat that the psukim are not just talking about the Koyach HaMalchus, but on the Koshi, and the shibu, the kovet shibachukei amelch, this is going to be really difficult for you. And even l'didan, shekolamer parashas melech, melech mutarbo, what we see here in the parashas hamelech, the king is permitted to have these things. Kolamer parashas melech, melech mutarbo, this is all permitted for the king. That's the way we paskin. But the psukim are coming to emphasize the koshi. Like we see in the end in Shmuel, in verse 18, Uze'akten bayom ahu melefnei malkechem asher bachartem lachem. And you will cry on that day because of your king, whom you will have chosen for yourselves. And Hashem will not answer you on that day. And the people refused to listen to Shmuel. And they said, no. We want a king. He's telling them you're going to cry out. So there's going to be a koshi ashi. So he starts out in Pasuk Yud Aleph with Matilas. He's going to take their goof. And then Halacha Yud Beis. V'lasim lo sari alafim v'sari chamishim v'lach v'sh charisho v'lik tzor k'tzir v'lasis klei mochamto klei richbo. And then once he takes them for the goof, like we have later on in the Rambam, he's going to take them also for their melacha, to be sari alafim v'sari chamishim. First he takes them for their goof, for the teferes hamalchus, for the glory of the kingship, and then he takes them for their work. And once the pasuk mentions melacha, talks about other netilah malacha. Lachrush harishoi, to plow his plowing, to reap his harvest. We talk about other malachas. And then, afterwards, chazar shun netilah saguf. Mizela malacha. And then again we say, Vespinosechim yikach, he's going to take them for their guf. And then the pasuk says, Larakachos tabachos el ofos, and then also he's going to do malacha with them. So since he's taken the goof of the pilakshim, as we explained in the Rambam, once he takes them for their goof, now he can also use them as workers for him. And then afterwards, the pasuk says, "Vestasechem veskarmechem vezeisechem etovim yikach venasim lavadav," and he will take the best of your fields, your vineyards, and your olive trees, and will give them to his slaves. So that's netilas asadus vakramin, shlita on the karkos. And then vayter, vizarechem v'charmechem yaser. And he will tie the, and you have to give meiser from your grain. Minasim l'sarita v'sarisa v'adam, you have to give him to his officers and to his slaves. So it's not only l'tzorech zeh yesh din meiser. Even without a tzorech, he's going to take for his avadim, for his sarisim, apchusim, heim b'malbim. So we have that he's taking the karka, either the gufa karka, the gedulia karka, and then it goes back to natila lamalacha. Pasuk tezayin v'sadecha v'shivsusecha mecharecha matovetz chamrecha yikach v'asa lamalachtoi. Sheshaycha ideze netilas haguf. Agav zeh kasef, so now we can take the, he's going to take the avadim and the shvachas, and they're going to work for him. And he also writes in the pasuk, din b'acharecha matovim. Even the Jews. Not only the slaves, even the Jews. He's going to take their bodies and then have them work for him. And then it goes back to Maaser Atzom, which is an inyan of taxes. V'yos liv la'avodim, shubin mas. It says, Tzonchem yasev etentu la'avodim. This tax. And that's the least, the giving the sheep as Meiser is the lowest of the Koshi Ashivud. So the Seder Aksuvim is Lefi Koshi Ashivud. So we saw the Seder Lefi Arambam, and now we see the Seder Aksuvim. The Seder Lefi Arambam is that it starts off with the taking of the bodies, for halacha beis, then halacha gimel, the taking of for the malacha, dalet and hay, both, first for the body and then the malacha, and then the fields, and then the meiser. So that's the seder according to the Rambam, to show you the Tekef HaMalchus, how powerful his Malchus is. And the Seder HaKesuvim is not to show you the Tekef HaMalchus, but the Koshi HaShibud, how difficult it's going to be for you. And that's why the Pasuk of the end says, in the end you're going to cry out. So it starts out with Netilas HaGuf. And then it says, with the Netila Seguft, it's also going to be Netila Lamalacha. And that's Pasuk Yud Beis. And then back to Netila Seguft, Vespan Oseichem Yikach. So again, this is all Koshi Ashibud. First, there's going to be Netila Seguft. The malacha, lasim basari alafin, right? He takes the guf, and then he uses them for malacha. And then he takes the girls, takes the guf, and then again he uses them for malacha. So this is going to be very difficult for you. And then the taking of the fields and giving it to his servants, even though he doesn't need it for himself. Giving it to his low servants. And then tithing your crop. The lower level. And then the pasuk goes back to Tina Lamalacha. Misavdecha Beshavsechem Bechavachavachavachavacham Atomis Chamrechem Yikach Vasil Malachto. He's going to take them for his malacha. So there's Netilas Haguf Ba'avadim Shvachas V'chamoyrim, and he also puts in Bachorim Atovim. That it's shaykh even Netilas Haguf by Jewish boys. And then it goes back to the Meiser of the Tzon. And then it says in Pasuk Yitches, Uza'akten Bayom Ahuv Lifnei Malkuchem. You're going to cry out because it's such a koshi here. It's such a difficulty. So the sikkum, the mahalach according to the Rambam is, as we explained, netila guf, netila malacha, netila from guf and then from malacha. And then the fields, and then the meiser, and the psukim, it's koshi ashibud, as we explained the Seder Hadvarim. And there's so much more to say. We're going to continue on Halacha Dalet, and we hope to revisit Halacha Gimel. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.